You're listening to SBS News.
Nasrul Omar describes his return to Al Noor Mosque as the most courageous thing he's ever done. It's the place where he was shot four times and where he witnessed the deaths of dozens, a place that triggers the most horrific of memories.
I can remember it very clearly. I can still see the blood, the flesh, and the person that was lying on the floor. Even though when I go to Noor now, I can see things because blood is everywhere. When I was sitting, when I was looking for my phone, and then I was touching a pool of blood, and the blood is warm, and then I can still feel like stay at my hand, even after 6 months.
Yet each week he returns for Friday prayers, determined not to let hate win. The 46-year-old Malaysian national had just moved to Christchurch in January, seeking a better life for his family. 2 months later, he was shot three times in the back and once in the foot when a gunman stormed the Al Noor Mosque, killing 42 people. His injuries now hamper his ability to do even the most basic of tasks.
I have to learn from scratch how to take a shower, how to go toilet, how to dress myself. Okay, the most hardest thing is when I feel that I am incapable to be a dad and a husband. It's like hopeless sometimes.
Although his physical wounds have scarred over, his mental wounds are still wide open.
At night, when we come back, I will start talking the same thing as we start screaming. And then sometimes I feel like want to run because the dreams like real.
Indian-born Mazaruddin Syed Ahmed was praying at the Linwood Mosque when it too was attacked. He watched seven people die that day.
It happened yesterday. It's like so fresh.
Stored in his phone are the faces of the many friends he lost both at the Linwood and Al Noor Mosques.
Yeah, these are all the people one after the other.
In the days after the attack, the father of two volunteered to be part of the burial team. The week-long job involved cleaning the dozens of bodies ahead of their funerals.
Those 7 days. They were very tough.
Though the trauma of March 15th still runs deep, Mr. Ahmed and other survivors refuse to turn their back on their faith or their country.
Now we know how these people feel about us. They are so amazing hearts over here in New Zealand.
Nasrul Omar says he initially contemplated moving back to his homeland.
First, I am afraid. I told my wife that I want to go back to Malaysia. But the support from the community is very much overwhelming. People is hugging each other. They said that they are sorry, this thing happened to us, and then we are one of them.
It reflects the profound failure of an act that was designed to divide, but instead served to unite. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.